Today is the 18th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripted music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, you want more information from the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk or follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you said that we'll not store up treasures for ourselves upon earth, but store up treasures for ourselves in heaven. Lord Jesus, you said we will seek your kingdom and God's righteousness. Lord Jesus, you said do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. Lord Jesus, you said love your enemies. Lord Jesus, you said watch and pray so that we don't enter in temptation. Lord Jesus, you said don't fear, only believe. Lord Jesus, you said unless we turn and become as little children, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord Jesus, you said ask and it will be given to you. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto us. So today, Lord, incline my heart to follow these ways. Amen. 2 Samuel 10, verse 3. The Ammonite commanders said to Hanun their lord, "Do you think David is honoring your father by sending envoys to you to express sympathy? Hasn't David sent them to you only to explore the city and spy it out and overthrow it?" What is it about people that they feel they need to stir things up? What is it about people that just have to put their big wooden spoon in a pot and stir? And how is it that people can be so suspicious and wary of good things that they automatically assume that it's for the worst? And these are the questions that I find myself really struggling and wrestling with as I read through today's chapter, primarily because it's something I'm dealing with at the moment. But let's face it, we all either know someone like that, or even worse, we know someone who will sow dissent because they are either duplicitous, and that's the big word of the day, or suspicious. Why is it there are people like that? Either way, in today's chapter, the decisions of those advising Hanun, king of the Ammonites, ended up with David handing not only the Amorites a whopping defeat, but also their Aramean allies. And while the outcome of the meddling of the person stirring the pot doesn't always end in huge battles at the cost of thousands of lives, there is always someone who is hurt. And the Bible is very clear about those who stir the pot. Don't. And Solomon calls the person who stirs a troublemaker and a villain. And he says that the person who stirs plots evil with deceit in his heart and always stirs up conflict. That's Proverbs 6:14. And Paul encourages us to stay away from them. Romans 16:17. See, we as the people of God are called to work for peace. Jesus says it best when he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." That's Matthew 5, verse 9. And we are called to serve each other in love. We are not called to sow division and dissent, and shame on us if we do, because we will one day stand before God and have to account for our actions. We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 10.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New International Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 10. In the course of time, the king of the Ammonites died, and his son, Hanun, succeeded him as king. David thought, "I will show kindness to Hanun, son of Nahash, just as his father showed kindness to me." So David sent a delegation to express his sympathy to Hanun concerning his father. When David's men came to the land of the Ammonites' commanders came to Hanun their lord. "Do you think David is honoring your father by sending envoys to you to express sympathy? Hasn't David sent them to you only to explore the city and to spy it out and overthrow it?" So Hanun seized David's envoys, shaved off half of each man's beard, cut off their garments at the buttocks, and sent them away. When David was told about this, he sent messengers to meet the men, for they were greatly humiliated. The king said, "Stay at Jericho till your beards have grown, and then come back." When the Ammonites realized they'd become obnoxious to David, they hired 20,000 Aramean foot soldiers from Beth-Rehob and from Zobah, as well as the king of Makkah with 1,000 men, and also 12,000 men from Tob. On hearing this, David sent Joab out with the entire army of fighting men. The Ammonites came out and drew up in battle formation at the entrance to their city gates, while the Arameans of Zobah and Rehob and the men of Tob and Makkah were by themselves in the open country. Joab saw that there were battle lines in front of him and behind him, so he selected some of the best troops in Israel and deployed them against the Arameans. He put the rest of the men under the command of Abishai his brother and deployed them against the Ammonites. Joab said, "If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you are to come to my rescue. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come to rescue you. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight." Then Joab and the troops with him advanced to fight the Arameans, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites realized that the Arameans were fleeing, they fled before Abishai and went into the city. So Joab returned from fighting the Ammonites and came to Jerusalem. After the Arameans saw that they had been routed by Israel, they regrouped. Hadadezer had Arameans brought from beyond the Euphrates River. They went to Helam, with Shobach, the commander of Hadadezer's army, leading them. When David was told of this, he gathered all Israel, crossed the Jordan, and went to Helam. The Arameans fought their battle lines to meet David and fought against him. But they fled before Israel, and David killed 700 of their charioteers and 40,000 of their foot soldiers. He also struck down Shobach, the commander of their armies, and he died there. When all the kings who were vassals of Hadadezer saw that they'd been routed by Israel, they made peace with the Israelites and became subject to them. So the Arameans were afraid to help the Ammonites anymore. We're going to have our second piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read in today's chapter. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the people in our towns. So let's pray, shall we? Holy God, our Father, thank you for the many blessings that each of our towns has. And we ask, Lord, that your blessings rain down over our communities, rain down over our towns. May you bring peace and harmony where there is violence and dissent. May you bring prosperity and hope where there is poverty and despair. May you bless our hearts with your love, peace and joy where there is hate and unease and grief. Majesty on high, may your love and compassion flow through us and to those around us. Give us pity and concern for their misfortunes and suffering. Give us the compassion and empathy we need to understand what those in our communities are going through. Help us to love them well. Help us not to judge or condemn, but rather come alongside them to offer support and to be your hands and feet. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.